Hello, said Charlie. You still there? Oh, said the policeman. Two of you at it, eh? I've got a pump, Charlie said, that I used to have in the fish tank. Oh, wait a minute, said the policeman. I'll ring this number, otherwise they'll be sending up maroons. So Charlie and me waited with bated breath while the policeman rang this number on another telephone. Hello, said the policeman. Police station here. Are you in a spot of bother? Oh, Ivan, said this woman, I knew you'd ring. Oh, Lord, said the policeman. I sent you a hog's pudding, said the woman. I know it's your favourite. Not now, said the policeman. I'm on duty. Are you in trouble? You know I'm in trouble, Ivan. It was half your doing. Tread it well in, said Charlie, and forget about it for 6 months. Sounds as though it might be too late by then, I said. Is your husband all right, said the policeman. What's it to you, said the woman. You know where he'll be for the next 2 years. You knew the coast was clear. Look, said the policeman, I'm just following up a report. I'll have to put something down. Just put down that you took advantage of a poor innocent woman while her husband was away on business. Now, come on, said the policeman. You were as keen as a... Is he floating down the cellar or not? As if you care, said this woman, turning nasty, trying to make out he's on the run. Hello, I said. I think I'll leave you to sort things out. And that's another thing, said this woman, working herself up. I've been getting these phone calls. The best way to deal with slugs, Charlie said, is to stamp on them. Just around dusk. Put on your big boots, Charlie, I said. What, said Charlie? I'll see you in the usual place, I said, in about 5 minutes. Right, said Charlie, you're on.
Michael Williams as Rob Wilton, viewing the world of the 1980s from his 1940s perspective in I Should Say So. The script was written by Alan Sadler and the producer was Brian Miller. And next week, Rob, alias Michael, turns his attention to the 1980s world of work.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
In half an hour, renowned linguist Eric Hawkins recalls how being a wartime soldier influenced his future ethos in the classroom. In the last in the series of Journey into Language, he'll be trampling flat the frontiers. Before that, it's this week's Ambridge Extra Omnibus, and Matt has a secret rendezvous.
Dimitri, finally!
I thought I said wait by the statue.
Yeah, and you said you'd be here 20 minutes ago. Why do we have to meet in the middle of a park anyway?
Because this way no one can overhear, and I can see anyone who might be watching. What have you been doing since I last saw you?
Hold on, just a minute. You're the one who asked to meet me. You said you had more information.
I do, but if you're handling things on your own...
Where are you going?
I can't help until I know I can trust you.
Trust? All right, Dimitri, hold on. I've been checking the phone.
I thought so. Well, I can't expect you to take my advice, I suppose.
Don't panic. It's not like it's got me very far. I can't make head nor tail of the Russian. And I can't get into his emails. They're encrypted somehow.
Is that it? You haven't spoken to anyone else?
No.
Good, because there's no point. Nikolai's not in the country.
What?
Or I'd be very surprised if he is.
Well, is he or not?
All I know is that he had dealings in London. If he's anywhere, you'll find him there.
Ah, well, I see.
London's full of Russians who fled the country. And the kind of enemies Babarin has, it would make sense for him to hide there.
Well, I'm sorry, it just seems a bit too convenient.
Convenient?
Absolutely. You've been trying to get shot at me for weeks, and now you tell me this bloke's in London.
It's the best lead I have.
Can you give me an address? A contact? You got anything more than a hunch?
No, but...
It's the midday cannon, Dimitri.
I know what it is.
Okay, look, hang on. There is one UK number on his phone.
What?
Well, it's the only one with a 44 prefix.
Well, don't ring it, for God's sake. You've no idea who you might be calling.
I'm not stupid, Dimitri.
Or who might be listening
in. I know the risks.
Do you?
Yes! I'm not blind to what's going on here.
So?
But you and Nikolai Babarin and whoever else there might be out there needs to understand I'm not backing down. Okay? And I'm certainly not leaving until I'm sure there's something worth leaving for. Are we clear?
Yes.
Good. Well, we might be getting somewhere.
Listen, if you decide you need to fly to London, I can arrange it for you. Other than that, good luck. I can't do anything more for you.
Coffee, please, Sasha. Make it a strong one. I think Mr. Tanaka's still working on California time. Oh, and has Marcus emailed those spreadsheets yet? Sasha, are you listening? Never mind. Hello? Anyone there?
Who's this?
Who are you?
I'm looking for a Nikolai Babarin.
Nikolai...
Babarin. Your number's on his phone.
Nikolai, yes.
So you do know him? Do you know where I can find him?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to Nikolai since...
Friday the 19th of July. That's the last time he called you.
Was it? Right, well...
Can you remember what he said to you?
Look, I don't mean to be rude...
Did he mention he was going anywhere?
I really don't think I can help. I'm in London, you see.
London?
That's right.
And you are... Well, no harm in giving me your name, surely.
Perhaps you could give me yours first?
All right. My name's Matt Crawford. I invested in a scheme Nikolai Babarin was involved in, and now he's disappeared, and I'm trying to track him down.
Goodness. And you have his phone, somehow?
Yeah, he left it behind.
I see. Look, I tell you what, I can't talk now, but why don't we meet for a chat? You could come to my club in the city. Just ask for Robin Carroll.
Carroll?
I am with MDC Capital. Tomorrow, sir?
Tomorrow?
Say 3 o'clock, Mr...
Crawford, yeah. Crawford. Yeah, sure, no problem. Tomorrow will be fine.
Morning!
Oh, hi, Zach. Sorry, I didn't realise you'd be...
No. Breakfast?
No, I'm fine.
Are you sure? There's plenty. Eggs, bacon, tomatoes.
Honestly, I'm already dossing in your flat.
Nonsense. Don't let me be a glutton on my own. The sausages are fresh from the butcher's this morning.
Well, if you really don't mind. No sausages, though.
Right you are.
Thanks.
My pleasure. I'm sorry I haven't been much of a host. Work's been keeping me busy.
I'm sure.
Deadlines, you know? But that's all done and dusted. Today, I can relax.
Well, I promise not to get in your way. I'm just grateful to have somewhere to stay.
Well, I could hardly say no to Dimitri. You've made quite an impression on him.
Not sure about that.
Well, believe me, he's fallen for you big time.
Why? What's he said?
Mind your own business.
It's just so weird. I mean, we've been talking on the phone every day, but I still can't quite believe it's all happened.
I bet.
It's been such a whirlwind.
Well, his house in St. Pete's, it does blow your mind.
Sorry?
Did I say house? I meant mansion.
No.
My little apartment can't really compare.
No, but what do you mean, his house?
Did you call the number?
Why do you care? Can you get me on a flight to London or not?
You did, didn't you?
Hey, watch it, you blind...
Matt?
I can't wait to leave your godforsaken country, how's that?
Okay. I think there's a flight that gets into Heathrow this evening. Will that do?
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Fine. I'll try to book us on that.
What do you mean, us? I don't need an escort.
Well, you're getting one. I'm coming too.
Still can't believe Dimitri lied to me about the house. Are you sure you went to school with him? He was telling the truth about that.
Absolutely. But now I pretty much run his online empire.
Empire?
What?
So he hasn't...
I thought he was a junior member at an architectural firm. Yeah. isn't he?
Maybe I shouldn't. I mean, if Dima hasn't told you...
Told me what? I'm only going to ask him anyway. Is he even an architect?
And a developer and a property magnate. It's his firm, Brenda. At the moment, he's busy with an enormous project in Brunei. That's what I've been working on.
So... He's your boss. Mm,
if you like, but in reality, I'm only a very small fish.
How didn't I realise? I mean, seriously, I had absolutely no idea.
Don't beat yourself up about it. His sister does most of the day-to-day.
What, Tatiana?
Oh, you've met her. Impressive, isn't she?
Are you saying she works for him too?
Of course. Tanya pretty much runs the show.
But I've been to her office.
You mean Dimitri's office? Look, I'm sorry. Dima likes to keep things close.
Why would he lie to me, though? That's what I don't understand.
I guess you'd better ask him.
Ah, oh, hello, sweetheart. Hey!
What now?
Bloody bags and wheels, he almost had me toe off.
So what are your plans?
Well, I could do with getting some cash. I've only got about 20 quid.
Okay.
Then I suppose I better book myself into an hotel.
In that case, I'll leave you to it.
Hey!
I'm sure you know your way into London from here.
Yeah, but...
I'm going to surprise Brenda.
Hang on, how are you getting there?
I'll take a black cab.
So you might as well drop me off along the way.
Matt, it's getting late.
I'll only be 10 minutes. Mind my bag.
Oh, cos you're...
Then we can split the fare.
Go on through.
Brenda?
She's in the living room.
Dimitri?
Surprise.
Oh, my God! What are you doing here?
I couldn't stay away. Don't I get a kiss?
Of course.
I'll leave you two lovebirds to it.
Thanks, Zach.
I can't believe you're here.
Oh, the last few days were so miserable without you. Oh, and I've brought Matt with me too.
What? Where?
I dropped him at a hotel.
Oh, right.
Although I wish I'd dropped him out of the plane. Brenda? Look, I know I didn't say I was coming.
I know, it's just... I seem to be in the dark about a lot of things. So Zach told me you're his boss. And all that stuff about the house belonging to a senior partner. There is no partner. It's your house.
Brenda, listen...
It's your business, all of it. So... Why have you been lying to me?
It's only... I haven't lied about the important things.
You've lied about everything.
Krushka, please. I knew you'd find out eventually. I didn't ask Zach to pretend for me.
Don't blame Zach. He didn't realise.
Exactly. It's hard to explain. When I met you, Brenda... I just wanted you to get to know me for who I really am.
I don't know who you really are. Even your clothes...
Don't say that!
The jeans, the scruffy t-shirts. I mean, is that all part of the act?
It's not an act.
Okay, are you just like Vitaly? He took Matt in.
I'm nothing like Vitaly.
Well, how do I know? I've no idea what's true or not.
Brenda. Brenda, look at me. What you see is what I am. Everything else, the house, the business, the money, it's just a distraction.
A distraction?
No, I know. But try to imagine what it's like for me. Whenever I meet anyone new, they don't see me. They see wealth and measure me by that, not by the man I am. It gets so I don't know what's true or not either. When I first saw you, I just knew, Brenda. It didn't matter who you were or where you came from. I just wanted to be certain you knew me, the real me, that you loved me the same way.
You love me?
You know I do. Please, Brenda, I can't bear to lose you. It's why I got on that plane. Because for all my wealth, you're the only thing I want.
Do you really mean that?
Oh, конечно. Everything that's happened between us, everything we've felt, it's genuine. How couldn't it be?
Oh, Dima.
I'm sorry.
At least one thing makes sense. I always thought it was strange how different you were to your sister. But actually, you're not that different at all.
Don't say that when you see her. She thinks she's much smarter.
What do you mean when I see her?
Yes, one last secret. Tatiana's arriving in London next week.
Oh, Lillian, go away.
Oh! Brenda! Hey!
Matt.
Guess where I am?
I know, you're in London. So relieved.
Is Dimitri with you?
Yeah, he's next door. Why? Matt, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Listen, don't tell Dimitri, but I've got a meeting tomorrow.
With who?
Ah, well, I called a number, you see, on Babarin's phone.
What?
Oh, of course you don't know, do you?
No, I do, and I know Dimitri didn't want you to.
Well, I got through to this English bloke. It's all above board. He's the director of a venture capitalist group.
You still should have listened.
What for? I finally got somewhere, Brenda. And all right, if Dimitri was being straight with me...
Of course he was.
...and Babarin has been doing business here, there's got to be other people he's ripped off.
Well, perhaps.
Including this Robin bloke. And if he can help...
That's a lot of ifs.
OK, I'd rather have ifs than nothing. Remember, I've still got the contract.
I suppose. And at least you're back home.
Yeah, I know. Civilization.
Lillian's relieved too.
Huh? How's she know?
She called. She's been trying to get hold of me all day.
What? And you told her? What were you thinking?
I always said I wasn't going to lie for you, and I'm not going to start now.
All right, all right, all right. So, she knows I'm in London.
And the hotel you're staying at.
What?
Matt, she was really pleased to hear you're back. In fact, she wanted me to tell you...
Well? Brenda? What did she tell you?
She's coming down to see you tomorrow.
Matt, it's me again. Please ring when you get this. I'm meeting Brenda in Trafalgar Square. Just get in touch. I'm not going anywhere until I've seen you. Bye then.
Oh, I got here eventually. Everywhere's always further than you think.
I thought you said you were only in Marylebone.
I am.
Well, I've been waiting for over 20 minutes.
And I came here as fast as I could. I did tell Matt you were coming down.
Oh, yes, I'm sure you'd be more than helpful.
I'm sorry.
Did you enjoy St. Petersburg, by the way? You certainly look very well.
You know what? Forget it. I should have known you'd be like this.
Me?
Well, it's not my problem anymore.
Oh, that's it. That's it. Have your mischief and then walk away.
Hey, now,
little Miss Innocent.
Let's get a few things straight.
How dare you not tell me you were out there with Matt?
Why should I? Don't blame me if Matt didn't mention it. In fact, as soon as I arrived, I asked him to call. I have never taken sides. I have done everything I can to persuade Matt to come back home. So don't take out your frustrations on me. Especially if you want my help. I'm not the one in the wrong here. I left because I was sick of being treated like your dog's body, Lillian. And I'm certainly not going to start again now.
Sorry. Brenda, please don't go. I'm just desperate to see Matt. He's completely shut me out, and you're the only one who can tell me what he's been up to. I shouldn't have lashed out. I'm sorry.
Come on. This isn't exactly the best place to talk. Let's find somewhere quiet.
Matt, is it?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Robin. Oh, you better turn that off, I'm afraid.
Huh?
Or onto silent.
Oh, yeah, sure.
A bore, I know, but it's against house rules. Please sit down. So, tell me, when was the last time you saw Mr. Babarin?
I've never met him.
Oh.
That's part of the trouble. I thought I was doing a deal with a guy called Vitaly Kedrov. Kedrov Holdings?
I can't say it rings a bell.
Well, this guy offered me a stake in a development project, buying up land, putting up a factory. I saw the plans, he took me to the site. I mean, I've worked in property all my life.
Is that right?
Yeah, I've got a company up in Borsetshire. As far as I was concerned, it was sound.
And you'd know.
Exactly.
I still don't see where Babarin comes into this, though.
Well, after I deposited the money with Vitaly, he gets thrown in jail.
Right.
On trumped-up charges, apparently.
Heavens.
But not before he gave my money to this Nikolai Babarin character.
Ah.
That's who Kedrov said he was doing the deal with. There's even a contract.
A contract? Where? Do you have it?
Yeah. And nobody back in Russia wants to talk about him. Babarin's disappeared. I was hoping you could tell me something.
Well, not a lot, I'm afraid.
Well, anything would do. I just need a lead. This guy's stolen everything I've got.
And I really do sympathise. What can I say? Mr. Babarin approached my company about an investment.
In what?
Similar to what you've been describing. Property development in Russia. We had a few discussions. I thought it seemed promising.
What,
but...
here in London?
No. No, it was all via conference calls and email, and Then communication suddenly stopped.
When was that?
Last time he called, I expect.
So around the time he disappeared?
Yeah, I imagine so. Like I say, I didn't know the man well. Honestly, I know as much as you do. Less, probably. I'm sorry, I can see what a bitter blow this is for you.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I pinned everything on you being able to help.
Look, can I fetch you a whiskey?
What do you mean? He can't have lost everything.
Well, he handed it over to this guy called Vitali.
All of it?
I did tell him not to, but it was such a big deal. He thought he'd be set up for life.
Did he use those words? Set up for life?
I'm not going to lie to you, Lillian. I asked him if he was coming back to Ambridge.
What did he say? No, don't answer that.
Vitali seemed very genuine. We'd been to his offices. He was obviously loaded. I was taken in too.
Well, I thought you just said you weren't.
No, it was the speed. That's what I didn't understand. I mean, if it was such a good deal, why not take the time to make certain? But Matt was determined that he couldn't wait, that it had to happen right now. You know, it's as if...
What?
As if he was sort of building himself up. Like he wanted to be a real player, be like the big guys he was meeting.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the money was gone. And you cut off his credit cards. He was sleeping on a bench when the police picked him up.
The police?
Oh.
Are you saying Matt was arrested?
Yeah. He ended up in some hideous Russian jail.
Oh, dear God. I didn't know any of this.
Honestly, Matt's been through hell. And I'm not saying he hasn't been reckless, of course he has, but he's been very brave too.
I hope that's how you take it. I can never bear too much ice.
Oh, it's fine. I'm not really tasting it anyway.
No. One thing I'm still not clear on. You said Mr. Babarin left his phone behind.
Yes, right.
But if you've never met him...
Oh, I went to his office. His secretary gave it to me.
His secretary?
Well, at least I think that's who she was.
So you spoke to her? What did she say to you?
Oh, not much. She seemed pretty terrified.
I see. And you didn't find anything at his office?
Like what?
Well, I don't know. But surely, I mean, if I were looking for information, it's the obvious place.
No, I've been smashed up. Hard drives, paperwork, all gone.
Goodness me.
Yeah.
You really were lucky to get the phone then, weren't you?
Thought I was.
And what about this contract you mentioned? I don't suppose you got it on you?
Well, I don't leave it lying about. No. It's in Russian, though.
Well, I can easily have it translated. Show it to my lawyers. It's a terrible thing that's happened to you. I'd like to be able to help.
Yeah, well...
Well, if you'd rather not...
No, I do need to have it looked at. Like I say, though, I would like to keep it on me.
Oh, of course. Photocopy will do. I can ask reception to make one for you.
So, what is his contract exactly?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
But if Matt has legal proof...
If everything else was legal, yes, it might be straightforward. But Vitali told Matt not to pursue it.
Well, why not? Ugh. Brenda?
Look, someone had Vitali thrown in jail. When we went looking for Nikolai, there were people following us.
What people?
I don't know. I mean, Matt's convinced Nikolai's done a runner, but from what Dimitri's told me, anything could have happened to him. It's scary. You've no idea what it's like out there.
Then Matt should have gone to the police. Or the British Embassy.
What, and tell them he was effectively trying to launder offshore money? Matt's only option has been to try to deal with it himself or give up.
Yeah.
And he's not going to do that. He's desperate, Lillian. And he's ashamed. He's not listening to anyone.
So what does he plan to do now?
Well, he's meeting with the bloke in the city today. Hopefully he can help. And at least Matt's back in the UK.
Yeah. Oh, Brenda. I've been so angry, wondering what on earth he's been doing, but I never imagined.
He should have been honest with you.
Oh, no, he's too proud. And I didn't deserve it anyway.
Lillian?
He'll never admit he can't manage on his own. Well, we're going to have to do something about that, aren't we?
Well, it was good to meet you, Matt.
Yeah, and you too.
I'll be in touch when I've heard back from my lawyers.
Well, cheers.
It's all just very unfortunate. Modern Russia is not what we might have hoped it would be.
Well, I appreciate it anyway.
Anything I can do to help. Don't worry about the cab, by the way. It's on my account.
Oh, thanks very much.
Not at all. Speak soon. Hello? Yes, it's me. Yes, I've seen him. He hasn't just got the damned phone, he's got some sort of contract as well. I don't know yet, but whatever you've been doing, it's not good enough.
Cheers, pal!
Finally, you're here!
I've
been waiting for you.
Oh, Lily.
I thought maybe you changed hotels.
No.
Oh, it's such a relief to see you.
Yeah. You were still wearing that perfume I bought you then.
Of course. Look at you. Your clothes are hanging off you.
Oh, well, you know me and foreign food.
You look exhausted. Come on, let's go inside.
No.
I only want to talk, I promise. Can we go up to your room?
Actually, there's a park just round the corner. Maybe we could go there instead. This is better. Bit of peace, eh?
Yeah. It's nice. I got a temp in, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Like you suggested. Anthea's her name. She's very good. Very methodical.
Right.
I haven't come down here to argue. I'm not angry. I don't blame you. God knows I've got enough to apologise for. I'm not stupid, Matt. I know I have to accept that a lot of it's down to me. I understand if you wanted to punish me.
Oh, no,
I'm so ashamed of what I did to you.
I never wanted to punish you, Lillian. I just wanted to...
Yeah?
I didn't want to have to feel the way I felt any longer.
I know. But now we can start again. No, we can. We just need to be truthful, lay it all on the table. No recriminations. And then we'll work out how to move on.
Together? Is that what you want?
As long as you do too. So come on. Don't let me do all the talking. I promise I won't be upset.
Well, okay. I've already told you about my offshore money, yeah? I deposited it in a Russian bank. Oh, what, over a month ago now.
And what have you been doing since then? You can tell me.
Well, I've been working on the deal, haven't I? I mean, I might have run into a few setbacks along the way. Nothing serious. You know how these things are. It's just teething problems. I'll get it sorted.
Matt, honestly.
That's why I'm in London.
I'm
working
it.
With a businessman
what
over
What problems?
It. Cash flow. But as soon as I've got that ironed
oh,
out.
Oh, Matt.
Seriously, Lillian, this was never some half-baked scheme.
Why wouldn't you trust me?
I didn't
me?
Just dream it up.
You were the one who wanted
I mean,
me to
you
be honest.
I look at the basics.
Why can't you
I
do
just
that now?
Need more time.
Please, stop lying. I know, Matt.
Know what?
That it's gone. The money. You've lost every penny. Brenda's told me everything.
Well, now Matt's been rumbled, is it time to go home? Something tells me that he's not quite out of the woods yet. The drama continues next Tuesday here on 4 Extra at 2:15. Ambridge Extra was written by Tim Stimpson and produced and directed in Birmingham by Julie Beckett. The editor was Vanessa Whitburn. Well, you will, I'm sure, have recognised the voice of Anton Lesser there, and you'll hear more of him later this week here on 4 Extra in our 45-minute drama on Wednesday. In 1944, the comic writer P.G. Wodehouse found himself in a far-from-amusing situation when he was questioned by MI5 for being a Nazi collaborator in response to a series of broadcasts he'd made from a German internment camp during the war. Our drama later this week is based on the true story of his interrogation and how the author sought to clear his name when some of his fellow countrymen wanted to see Wodehouse hang.
I'm very puzzled by humankind's need for violence. I feel no such emotion myself.
But Charlie, you must appreciate that when so many people have lost so much, relatives, friends, limbs, houses, they can't just shrug their shoulders and say, well, thank goodness that's all over. Do you think the Germans would like a pot of tea and some scones?
How to Be an Internee with No Previous Experience, starring Tim McInerney, Alex Jennings and Anton Lesser, is new to BBC Radio 4 Extra, and you can hear it on Wednesday morning at 11:15 and again in the evening at 9:15.
The digital station for comedy, drama and entertainment. BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Well, now we continue the life story of eminent language expert Eric Hawkins. Today, in the last in his series of Journey into Language, he explains how wartime encounters with a French and a German teacher fueled his determination to encourage future cooperation across national frontiers, beginning in the classroom.
Getting married in a foreign language that I was only just beginning to learn could have been a problem, but not in Denmark. The ceremony was in Copenhagen, where Ellen worked as a librarian. We had met 3 years earlier in Spain while listening to Lorca. We were married in the beautiful red brick town hall with its green copper roof. The ceremony was conducted by the fatherly Borgmester. He went through the service first in Danish, and I suppose I understood well enough to answer ja, yes, in the right places. I even managed an occasional jo, which my grammar book told me must be used to answer negative questions, as in, don't you wish to marry this girl? Jo, of course I do. The Borgmaster, however, repeated the ceremony in English, in order to make sure, as he said, that you young people understand what you're promising each other. Perhaps my yo had not convinced him. This was in 1938. A year later, I faced a language test of a rather different kind when war came and I volunteered for the intelligence corps. The examiner, a brigadier, was an unconventional military figure, tall and thin, with wispy snow-white hair. It looked as if he was well over 80. He was sitting on a swivel stool facing a small table on which he nursed a wooden box containing a stack of white cards. He explained that he had a card for each of the 42 languages in which he was prepared to examine me. Which language do you want to begin with? Spanish, I said. He took a card from his pack. There were two passages of prose on it, the first in Spanish, the other in English. Read the Spanish to me in English, he said. When I'd finished, now look at the English passage for a few minutes and then read it to me in Spanish. Neither passage was specially taxing. The examiner then swung round on his swivel stool. On a small table behind him was the most ancient typewriter I'd ever seen. As he struck each key, a rusty arm swung up in a great arc to strike the paper with a clack. After some minutes of this, he swiveled round to face me. Next language, French. This time the card he produced was more dog-eared and thumb-stained, as if it had seen a lot of active service. Next, German. Same procedure. Any others? I'll try Danish. With a final swivel of his stool and clack of his machine, he sealed his report in an envelope and told me to take it upstairs. I learned I'd passed, and I was in the intelligence corps, but not for long. When it was noted, sometime later, that my wife and daughter were still in Copenhagen under German occupation, I was told I was not eligible, after all. So I ended up in the PBI, the poor bloody infantry. The fate